For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward and captain Claire DeGeorge out of Anchorage, Alaska. And Claire, you found out last week that the WCHA was only going to have four teams in the postseason. First of all, what were your initial thoughts when you heard that news?
I was just very sad, obviously, at first. We're not sitting in the best position to get ourselves in those top four teams right now. It's no secret. It doesn't mean that we can't 100% make it yet. It's unfortunate it comes down to a lot of things happening in other teams, and that's out of our control. So right now we're just going to focus on what we can control, and that's winning the next six games and putting ourselves in the best position to get into those top four spots.
Taking a look at your record this year, 2-10-2, I look at how talented this BSU Beaver women's hockey team is, and the record is not indicative of the talent on this team. How tough has this league been this year, and does that adversity just make you want to go in to each weekend and want to win even more?
Yeah, no, obviously over the past 4 years that I've been here, each team has progressively gotten better, and it's made for a very interesting league that we have now. I give credit to all the teams. They've all been improving, and there's no longer, with a few exceptions, major blowouts in a sense. And even if there is, it's the next day the team comes out and it's a really close game. So you always know you're gonna have a good time watching it, playing the game. But the adversity is huge in a sense of, like, with what we've accomplished this season so far. Like you said, 2-10-2, it doesn't look great on paper. It's, in a sense, we've had a lot of overtimes and we've come out on the lower end of those. And I mean, that's really unfortunate. It does say a lot of the fact that, like, we're putting up a fight, you know, like, we can keep up, we can play. It's just the fact that we gotta finish. That's our biggest problem right now.
You mentioned those overtime games. I don't remember a season where the Beavers played in eight overtime games. You've played in five straight. How old is that getting? Don't you just want to win in regulation?
Yes, we do. We've been making jokes. It's like, oh, we're trying to make up for all those games we got taken away from us. But in a sense, we, you know, like I said, it's more hockey. Things happen. It's one way to look at it is the glass half full is, you know, we're not losing in regulation. It would be nice to win regulation, you know, give Kerrigan a break. She's been playing amazing for us, and, you know, putting the puck in the net would help a lot. So yes, it would be nice to win a regulation here.
Do you like the 3-on-3 overtimes?
Personally, I love the 3-on-3 overtimes. It's just the ice is so big. You really can go and do whatever you want. And I guess the only hard part is if you really get stuck out there, but as long as it shows a lot about the teams, like, cohesion, like everyone being on the same page and being able to play all positions. Obviously, if you're forward, you're going to be playing defense in some sense, and all of that. It's exciting, you know, a lot of breakaways, a lot of two-on-ones, and so it's a lot of fun.
Going into this weekend, Wisconsin, number one team in the country, they're stacked with offense. How do you defend that?
You know, it's gonna be hard. We've talked a lot about with Kerrigan, our defense has been doing a great job of playing in a style that works for Kerrigan. And so we're putting her in the best position to make the save. And that's what we got to keep doing this weekend defensively, especially against Wisconsin. They got great shots. They moved the puck well. So continuing our defensive methods and just what we've been doing in that sense will be huge. And then obviously putting the puck in the net, every chance we get, we just got to shoot the puck, challenge this goalie. I know she's good. We've never played against her in our league nonetheless. However, I mean, we put the pucks on net, and like I said, challenge her, you never know what's going to happen.
You're a senior. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, what are your plans next year? I know you haven't decided whether or not you're coming back, but have you kind of made a decision yet?
You know, it's hard to say, just because I am a nursing major, and I'll be graduating with a degree that I can go right into working. In a sense, I could start professional hockey. I could take another year. I mean, there's so many options right now and pathways. I just don't know yet fully what I want to do. I have ideas, and I'll have them listed out, like plan A, plan B, and the pros and cons for all of them. I'm a huge list maker. So definitely started thinking about all of that, and hopefully I'll know within like the next month or so.
Well, I know you've got a big senior class. How much have you all bounced those ideas off of each other of whether or not to come back?
You know, it's funny you say that. It's been like yes and no from every person, probably at least 2-3 times in the past couple months. I mean, it's a hard decision. And like before we started playing, it was like, oh, like, yeah, of course we want to come back. We're not even getting a year. And then we start playing and now we have, you know, a decent amount of games that we've had. And so some people are like, oh, maybe not. But then they're like, oh, I still love hockey, so I want to come back. But it's, like I said, it's hard because some people have what they want to do set out for next year and others don't. And so having another year to get all that situated and maybe get a little bit more experience or credentials toward their degree is huge for some of us, especially with hockey. We haven't had a chance to get those opportunities.
Claire, it's always a pleasure visiting with you. We'll see you in Madison this weekend. Good luck.
Yes, thank you, Kelly.